This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and China clashed in rare talks Friday as U.S. President Joe Biden made his international debut at the G7 summit, with his administration pressing Beijing on COVID, Taiwan, and human rights. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, joining Biden at the summit of industrial democracies in Britain, also spoke by telephone with senior Chinese official Yang Jiechi, their first talk since a heated in-person encounter in Alaska in March. As Biden uses his first presidential trip abroad to unveil a massive plan to buy and distribute 500 million COVID vaccine doses around the world, Blinken is renewing U.S. pressure on China over the origins of the pandemic that has killed more than 3.7 million people, according to the State Department. Blinken, quote, stressed the importance of cooperation and transparency regarding the origin of the virus, including allowing World Health Organization experts back into China, State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement. From blimps of Biden to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to activists dressed in Pikachu costumes, hundreds of protesters have targeted the G7 summit in southwest England to demand action on the climate, poverty, and COVID-19. Police have mounted a major security operation with thousands of officers drafted in from across Britain. Some of those planning demonstrations have said they intend their protest to be noisy, disruptive, and annoying. On Friday, officers said they had arrested seven people after stopping two cars in which they found paint, smoke grenades, and megaphones. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Pakistan province said Friday it will block the mobile phones of people refusing to get COVID-19 jabs, the latest move to penalize the unvaccinated in a country where only a fraction of the population has been inoculated. It comes after Sindh province said civil servants who refuse to be vaccinated will not be paid starting in July. Pakistan's nationwide vaccination rollout has ramped up in recent weeks, with more than 200,000 doses administered most days, but it only adds up to a fraction of the 220 million population. Concerns about side effects of the jab, coupled with misinformation that it causes infertility or death within 2 years, has sparked vaccine hesitancy. Pakistan has recorded more than 9,400,000 infections and 21,000 deaths, but with limited testing and a failed healthcare sector, many fear the true extent of the disease is much worse. National data also shows that around 300,000 recipients of the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine haven't returned for a second dose. The British government said Friday the new Delta coronavirus variant is 60% more transmissible in households than the variant that forced the country to lock down in January. The Delta variant first emerged in India and has caused a rise in cases in Britain, prompting questions about whether social distancing restrictions will be lifted as planned June 21st. New research from Public Health England suggests that the Delta variant is associated with approximately 60% increased risk of household transmission compared to the Alpha variant identified in Kent, southeast England. The Kent variant caused a surge of COVID cases in January, leading to a three-month lockdown as hospitals were stretched to near capacity. The government ramped up its public vaccination drive in response and now has given two doses of vaccine to 29 million and one dose to at least 41 million. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights warned on Friday of intensifying violence in Myanmar and condemned the army's, quote, outrageous use of heavy weapons, while urging a wider diplomatic effort to pressure the ruling generals. Michelle Bachelet said the junta has shown no willingness to implement a five-point consensus that it had agreed to with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in April to halt violence and start dialogue with opponents. Bachelet, who requested to visit Myanmar in April were denied, said there are credible reports that civilians are being used as human shields and the army is shelling homes and churches, which has forced more than 108,000 people to flee with little food, water, or sanitation, and humanitarian access is blocked. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the February 1st coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.